Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump is losing support among evangelical Christians because of his unfulfilled promise on Jerusalem. That's the headline. In one moment, David James comes Mike's side here with me to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, often when I teach about the city of Jerusalem, I remind everybody that God gave Jerusalem to the Jewish people about 3,000 years ago, 2 Samuel chapters 5, 6, and 7. It's the political capital, the spiritual capital, and the eternal capital, according to those three chapters. Now, David, what I would love for you to do is continue that and embellish it a bit and talk about pro-Israeli evangelicals, and are they biblically correct in believing that Jerusalem should be recognized as the capital of the Jewish people?
Well, they absolutely are biblical. Let's start with Zechariah 2:8, which the context is talking about Jerusalem, and the prophet says, "He who touches you," meaning Jerusalem, "touches the apple of my eye." So the Lord's focus and attention is on Israel, as you said, as the eternal capital of Israel, and ultimately the eternal capital of the world and the eternal capital of God's kingdom here on the earth. But let's go back to Genesis chapter 12, where we have the Abrahamic covenant, and God promises a land which goes from the river of Egypt, that's the Nile River, to the great river Euphrates, a huge piece of real estate. And we also know that he has promised descendants and blessing to Abraham and his descendants. We also know that there was a man who was the king of Jerusalem, Melchizedek, and Abraham paid tithes to him. That was looking forward to the Levitical priesthood. You mentioned 2 Samuel chapter 5, but if you look at 2 Samuel chapter 7, that's the Davidic covenant where God promises an eternal kingdom to the descendants of David, where God promises he's going to establish David's dynasty, and this is the eternal, undivided capital of Israel and ultimately God's kingdom here on the earth.
David James with biblical truth about the city of Jerusalem and its importance to God and to the Jews. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For a number of years, United States presidents have promised to move the United States Embassy to Jerusalem. Donald Trump did that exact same thing during his campaign. However, after becoming president, Donald Trump has failed to keep his promise. He did say, however, that he was delaying the embassy moving and it would come later. This presidential declaration has caused a drop-off of support for President Trump among the evangelicals. Christians, by the way, are the major supporters of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. These Christians are right because it is biblically correct. In fact, God has chosen Jerusalem to dwell among his people forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...